Philadelphia's Human Relations Commission is trying to crack down on discrimination in the Gayborhood, an area of the city catering to LGBTQ people. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that the move comes after the city released a report on racism in the community.
Rue Landau of the Philadelphia Commission on Human Relations says after listening to numerous allegations of racism in the Gayborhood, it was time to act.
Bar policies often allow for inconsistent and arbitrary treatment of certain customers, which creates a climate of unwelcomeness similar to what was reported in 1986. Many people of color, women, and trans people testified that they encountered obstacles to admission and poor service at the bars as compared to cisgendered white male patrons.
Landau said that is going to change in Philadelphia. She says the Human Relations Commission will carefully monitor and enforce Philadelphia's Fair Practices Ordinance.
What we want everybody in the bars to know is that we have started testing. And while we do not have comprehensive results yet of our testing program, it's in the beginning stages, we have started testing. We will not stop testing. We will make sure that we root out any discrimination that is happening at any of the bars.
Mayor Jim Kenney says the bars aren't the only place where they will be watching for racial discrimination. It will include nonprofit groups in the city that are supported with city dollars.
We'll do whatever else we need to do to see that the recommendations are adopted. And that possibly could include eliminating organizations who won't change their ways by eliminating our participation in their work financially. I find that it's always nice to do the right thing because it's the right thing to do. But when you lose money, if you don't do the right thing, it gets people's attention even more.
Jeff Sotlin, owner of Taboo Lounge and Sports Bar, says he has no problems with the city's crackdown, although he hasn't been briefed on the full details.
We, as an establishment that has served the community for over 7 years now, see nothing wrong with it. It's the way business should be. It is, we have not had an issue, and we believe that this is business as usual for us.
Another bar owner who didn't want to be interviewed on tape said he wants to make sure every Center City bar has to live up to the non-discrimination policy, not just ones in the Gayborhood. The city's director of LGBTQ affairs, Nellie Fitzpatrick, says the Gayborhood should just be the first place where the crackdown happens.
This should be a standard that is citywide. I don't think that anybody, no matter who you are, should have to seek only a certain part of our city in order to be treated with dignity and respect. So if you are a queer person of color, you should be able to come in to a bar in the Gayborhood, but you should also be able to enter any other space with no level of discrimination or racism.
Landau says the city has already begun unannounced tests of their non-discrimination policy, although she didn't want to elaborate on the results of the investigation. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.